Hey there, it is Friday, July 28th. I'm Ashley Rowe with WRAL News. As the sun goes down tonight, it'll be partly cloudy and warm with perhaps an isolated evening shower or storm. Tomorrow, we have another heat advisory that goes into place until 8 p.m. Heat index values will be around 105 to 109 degrees during the afternoon, so make sure to take precautions from the heat. Governor Roy Cooper joined VinFast executives and Chatham County leaders to break ground at the company's Moncure site this morning. The planned $4 billion, 2.8 million square foot plant will manufacture electric vehicles. VinFast plans to hire 7,500 employees. Production of vehicles won't start until at least 2025. Employees of two restaurants in Raleigh's Glenwood South Entertainment District face drug charges. State and local officials began investigating Botanical Lounge and Armadillo Grill after getting tips that marijuana and cocaine were being sold there. Five people were charged after a search of those properties. North Carolina officials are warning people with cuts or open wounds not to swim in salt water or brackish water after three people died of an infection in July. The State Department of Health and Human Services said they died from Vibrio infections. Vibrio are bacteria that live in warm ocean water or waterways where fresh water meets salt water. In two of the three most recent deaths, the people had scratches that were exposed to brackish water. For more on these stories and other news of the day, head on over to WRAL.com or the WRAL News app. I'm Ashley Rowe. Have a great weekend.